Doing stories for The Pulse typically takes our reporters into doctors' offices, hospitals, science labs. We spend some time in banana warehouses, swamps, and marshes, where our biggest enemy might be some pesky mosquitoes. But many reporters venture into infinitely more dangerous territories. They are capturing images and stories in war-torn regions. Whoa! Journalists, many are freelancers, have covered the conflicts in Ukraine. They have been in Iraq, and of course, they are documenting the Syrian civil war, just to name a few. And often, those reporters and cameramen are working without a safety net. Even though they are on the front lines, they have little or no training in emergency first aid. That makes them especially vulnerable to a sniper's bullet or a piece of shrapnel.
Let's go, let's go!
A program designed to remedy this knowledge gap is underway a bit closer to home. Carrie Barber reports.
It's a Thursday afternoon in the Bronx, and the hot summer sun beats down on a small courtyard behind a brick building. Two bodies lay face down, covered in blood. A few yards away are two more bodies, not moving. Smoke billows around them, and the air is full of the chaotic sounds of helicopter blades, gunfire, and crying babies. Two young men run to the bodies and crouch beside them. One wears a navy vest of body armor that reads "Press" in large white capital letters. It's the fourth day of training for RISC, or Reporters Instructed in Saving Colleagues, a program that trains journalists in simple life-saving procedures for use in war zones. The bodies are teaching dummies, and the blood, well, that was mixed up in milk jugs by the instructors a few hours earlier. But the stress infusing the courtyard? That's 100% real.
What happens when there's any type of stressful event is that your brain kind of looks for a script to follow or a memory of what to do. And if you don't have any memories, it falls on horrible things like TV shows we've watched or stupid friends that we've had or, you know, our great-grandmother who used to do something that is no longer, you know, appropriate. And so what happens here is that these people get exposed to a certain, you know, degree of training, what they should do in those moments, and their brain will come back to it.
That's instructor Sawyer Albury. She recently retired from a long military career that included working as a flight medic in Iraq and at an aid station in Afghanistan. She knows exactly what journalists will be up against on the battlefield and works with RISC to help prepare them.
I frequently get emails back from my students who say, you know, when something bad happened, I was doing it and I could hear your voice in my head. Like they have their brain has a place to go to. And if it doesn't, then they're just going to panic. And I think that's an important thing.
RISC was developed by Sebastian Younger, author of The Perfect Storm and a longtime war correspondent himself.
I started RISC after my colleague Tim Hetherington was killed in combat in Libya. He bled out from a wound that wasn't necessarily mortal, but none of the freelance journalists around him knew what to do to try to save his life. So I decided after his death to get out of war reporting and to try to start an organization that would train freelance, experienced war reporters in life-saving techniques on the battlefield.
As Younger said, the course is for freelancers who don't have a TV network or a big newspaper behind them providing training before they go or health coverage when they return.
Many people don't understand that most of the real frontline war reporting is done by freelancers. You know, when you watch the news in the evening, some of it's coming from regular paid correspondents for network news or cable news, but even their material is often taken from freelance sources who really go unnamed and unacknowledged.
The course is 4 days long. Funded by donations, it's free for trainees, including their lodging. 230 journalists, mostly photographers, have taken the course in the U.S. and abroad since its inception in 2012. Three of its alumni have already died in action. The teaching focuses on injuries that lead to preventable deaths. Sawyer Albury again.
You know, the research shows us that there's four preventable deaths on the battlefield. The four preventable deaths are bleeding, airway management, tension pneumothorax.
Those are chest and lung injuries.
And hypothermia. So we touch all of those subject matters here. And what we really need to make sure that they understand, these journalists, is that they have to stop the bleeding. And if they can do that, then they can actually, you know, save a life and pull someone from the jaws of death.
The students devote a fair amount of time to learning to stop bleeding.
There's your squirter. There's your leaker. So see if you can't. Just reach your hand all the way in there and pinch off that vessel.
Yes.
Start at one end and just start feeding it in like a giant snake.
That's instructor Faye Johnson talking about packing a cloth bandage around a bleeding blood vessel.
Push it in really, really pack it tight. Fill every void.
Got a girl, let's see.
They're working on a supermarket chicken. It provides good practice for stopping bleeding. And other drills throughout the course teach trainees to perform additional first aid skillfully and quickly. They may need to do it for real one day halfway around the world, or they may be a little closer to home. Charlie Mostaller attended the training. He's a Philadelphia-based photographer.
A lot of the stuff we're learning here is applicable in protest situations and then in those horrible kind of spur-of-the-moment inner-city violence, you know? And so I think a lot of the people in this class will be, even if they don't go off to a conflict zone, will be much more able to provide help when things hit the fan.
And that's the whole idea. Instructor Sawyer Albury again.
To me, it's really important to make sure that all of these freelance journalists get the chance to save themselves. I mean, no one should go into a war zone without the ability to save themselves or the people around them.
Thanks to her and her colleagues at Risk, another crop of journalists will be a little bit safer now as they go out to bring the news of a sometimes violent world into the calm sanctuary of our living rooms.
All right, you can pause where you're at.
For The Pulse, I'm Carrie Barber.
Yeah? Why don't you guys come on up here? Let's find